97.5 Glory FM brings you our public affairs program, Community Focus, on this Thursday morning. And my special guest this morning is Jim Hammack, who is one of the candidates running to become Hall County Sheriff. Nice to have you with us, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, and thank you so very much for having me on.
Well, thanks for running and for also your time this morning to talk to our listeners about your campaign. First off, if you would, please introduce yourself to our listeners.
My name is Jim Hammack. I've been living here in Hall County for 11 years this June. I grew up in Clayton County. My dad worked for Eastern Airlines, and I went to Georgia State University. First job out of college, I was a probation officer down at Savannah, Georgia, with the state of Georgia. And it was there that I met my wife, Carol. We've been married for 34 years next month. We actually went to the same church but did not know one another until we got into a singles Bible study, and that's where we met. And then right after we met, I received an appointment letter with NCIS, the Naval Criminal Investigative Service. I worked with them for 7.5 years. And then I received an appointment letter from the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and I worked for the FBI, retiring as a supervisory special agent after 22 years.
Wow. How about that with the FBI? Thank you for your service in that standpoint. I know, sure, the FBI was a lot different then than it is now.
Yes, but there are some quick fixes to it, but that's another discussion.
So tell me, how is your background with NCIS and the FBI make you equipped to be a local Hall County sheriff?
I have worked small and I have worked large. Working small, I've worked anything from local task forces, local drug buys, things of that nature, serial rapes, serial homicides, all the way up to as an agent with the FBI. I did a couple different affidavits on behalf of the Bush White House in the War on Terror. I did the affidavits for the search warrant for the Columbine killers.
Wow.
I did the BOLOs and identified the DC snipers through a technique that's called NCIC offline. Not too many people are aware of that. A lot of cops are not even aware of it. So I'm used to working large and small. I've worked large budgets, small budgets, things of that nature.
All right. So, Tim, the first, I guess the big thing is, why do you want to be Hall County Sheriff?
That's a very good question. My wife thinks I'm a little bit nuts for doing it because I've had a great career and a great retirement. But at the end of the day, I want to make things better. We had a great sheriff under Steve Cronick, and he had a lot of great programs going, and we've been in decline for several years under the current sheriff. And so what I'm wanting to do is build it back up. Things such as the reserve deputy program went away. I would like to bring that back, but also have a reserve investigators program. I spoke with a recently retired chief of police 2 weeks ago, just over 2 weeks ago, and he stated a willingness to come on and work that. Currently, because they don't have anything here in Hall County, he's working over in Forsyth County. And so I would like to do that. I would like to get a grant writer position going here with the sheriff's office. They used to have one. It went away. They converted it to a public relations. Grants bring tax dollars back without having to increase taxes. For instance, here in Hall County, the sheriff's department received over $325,000 in grants. Sounds like a lot, but it doesn't go very far. Next door in Forsyth County, they received over $3 million in grants. The man's unit went away. I would like to reconstitute that, get it running. I would like to join the Appalachian Regional Drug Task Force. That is ran by the GBI, and it is headed currently by Carlton Speed, the sheriff over in Banks County. Hall County doesn't participate in it. The task force comprises over 30 counties. Hall County's not one of them. It's headquartered up in White County in Cleveland. I would also like to join, they're not a member of, but I would like to join the FBI Safe Street Task Force, which works violent crime, and speak with the Assistant Special Agent in Charge, Sean Burke, about getting both DEA and Customs involved in that, because they have separate intelligence capabilities that could help in fighting the violent crime here in Hall County. Hall County, since roughly 2013, the crime statistics have gone up. The clearance rate has not gone up. It's remained constant or gone down in many areas. The incumbent is stating that the FBI statistics are not accurate. The humorous thing about that is the FBI crime statistics come from the sheriff's office. So if they're faulty, it's on the part of the reporting from the sheriff's office. The FBI, through the uniform crime reports, is merely reporting back what is provided to them from the ORI, the originating agency. So I'm wanting to make things better is what it comes down to.
I guess this morning on Community Focus is Jim Hammack, who is running for Hall County Sheriff, talking about his campaign. So does it come down to a lot of things about budget? Have you seen what kind of budget the Hall County Sheriff's Department has when it comes to the Hall County government?
Well, when the incumbent came into office, the budget was just over $29 million. Currently, it is just over $8.3 million. And with that, he's had these cuts. Don't understand it. He has, of course, I've been on the campaign talking about it. He has put in to start replacing some of the patrol vehicles. The patrol vehicles should have been replaced on a regular scheduled basis of 20% per year. The patrol units, they're on a 12-hour shift. If you average it out, it comes to about 6 hours a day, 365. Now, no citizen is going to keep their personal own vehicle if they're putting 6 hours on their vehicle every day of the year. They're going to keep it about 5 years. That's the reason, and this comes from my military background. I was in the reserves. You've got to replace certain capital equipment on a regular basis. That hadn't been done. The last election cycle, he told the citizens he was going to save $1 million through vehicle maintenance, and he wasn't going to do it. I've been campaigning. You got to do it, and I'm happy to see that this year he's starting to do that, and hopefully it'll be sustained. Because you've got to do it or it's going to fall apart and you can't be out there for the citizens.
So would you like to see the budget increase for the Sheriff's Department?
You don't necessarily have to increase it right now. For instance, one of the things that I would like to do is get Hall County accredited. It's state certified. There's 129 metrics in the measures in the metrics. With CALEA, the Commission on Accreditation for Law Enforcement Agencies, there's 464. For instance, a couple weeks ago, you saw where Hall County was sued and the county attorneys paid out $90,000 for a woman being dragged out of her house. Through that accreditation process, the deputies are going to get more training. They're going to get sustained policies and procedures that will help prevent such issues. I don't know if you're aware of it, but about a year and a half ago, they had a case, they called it Operation Long Time Coming, in which 17 defendants were arrested. Those cases were summarily dismissed at the direction of the district attorney because of violation of the rights, Sixth Amendment rights, and lack of evidence. Through CALEA and the policies and procedures that you're going to have, it's going to make that much less likely. You're going to have those policies that will support good investigative process. I know from the sheriff next door that with it, you're going to have fewer lawsuits. You're going to win your lawsuits. Your self-insurance is going to be less, so you're going to be paying out less for it. And I know the sheriff received state and federal grants based upon that accreditation because of the perceived professionalism. What does it cost? $6,000 for 4 years, $1,500 a year. That's not much out of a $48.3 million budget.
Just an example, though, isn't the city of Gainesville certified with CLIA?
Yes. The city of Gainesville is certified. Forsyth County is. There's 47 entities within the state of Georgia that are.
With that, too, if you are elected sheriff, how would you work with the city of Gainesville and the other police forces here in the county?
I'm a firm believer in teamwork, and it might sound funny from the offset, but I like to break bread with individuals and have lunch, get to know one another, build relationships. And to begin with, that's what I'm going to do is I'm going to have lunch with the chiefs of police within Hall County and get to know them, them get to know me, who I am, what I stand for, what I think of as far as leadership. I'm a follow me leader, not a do as I say leader. And my word is my bond. When it comes to working with those agencies, for instance, some of the jurisdictional lines within Hall County jump back and forth. And if a Hall County deputy rolls up and you have a City of Gainesville or Flowery Branch or Oakwood police officer there, they have the right of first refusal. And the deputies on my behalf will be supporting them. What can I do to help you? And it's going to be teamwork from the get-go.
Again, our guest this morning on Community Focus is Jim Hammack, one of the candidates looking to become Hall County Sheriff. Again, our guest tomorrow morning at 9:05 will be incumbent Sheriff Gerald Couch. He'll join us tomorrow morning here on 97.5 Glory FM. The shows are broadcast live, and also they are recorded. You get a chance to hear Mr. Hammack's interview on our website, WGTJradio.com. We have a button that says Community Focus, the latest interviews. You click it, goes to our page of all the different interviews we've conducted so far, and which we'll do also coming up next week. Our guest here talked about the upcoming May 21st election. Early voting begins on Monday here in the area. Give me an idea, your ideas about early voting. How important do you think that is to the community, knowing about you and the campaign and getting out there early?
Well, not just relative to my campaign, but historically Republicans have been late in voting on voting day and not voting early. I think it's rather important to get out there early and vote. I think that the state of Georgia and Hall County included, it strains the resources a lot in having so many voting days. But that's something that we have to deal with because that's a state mandate as far as it goes. But it is very important to get out there and to vote early. And the reason behind that is people forget to get out there. They start wondering, where can I vote? Things of that nature. And so it's very important to get on the internet and explore where can you vote early. There are multiple locations, and the county is very good in setting up polling places for the citizens. And so I ask people listening to explore those, get on the internet and explore those. The county runs the elections so very well here.
So when it comes to the size of the force right now, do you see any issues when it comes to the number of people who are in the Sheriff's Department, and do we need a larger force?
No, we need to get up to the funded staffing level. I'm not sure what they call it here locally, but in the FBI and the federal government, they call it funded staffing level. And they've been running short. They have finally gotten back up to where the sheriff has them, where he wants them patrol-wise. But it's still not where it used to be under the previous sheriff as far as that goes. But to get up there, I think that what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to create incentives. That comes to pay and benefits, things of that nature. Now, one of the things that I would like to do, I haven't spoken too much about it because it addresses all local law enforcement across the entire state, not just Hall County, and that is I would like, being sheriff, to get together with the Sheriff's Association and the Georgia Chiefs of Police and get with someone with the Ways and Means Committee with the State House and work on a plan to fund retirement statewide for local law enforcement. And that would be looking at a hotel motel tax, a import tax with the Port of Savannah and Port of Brunswick, and a ticket tax out of Hartsville for the state to collect and provide 5% towards the retirement of your local law enforcement. If they have a traditional retirement plan, it would go into that retirement budget. If it's a 401 plan, it would be dumped into that 401 plan, because all too often local law enforcement in the state of Georgia, they retire to another job. They need to have a choice. They need to have that choice of bouncing a grandkid off their knee or continuing their career. And I would also like to grow the professionalism here in the Sheriff's Office through FBI National Academy and through Georgia Leads, the Georgia Law Enforcement Executive Development Seminar, and through a mentorship program. So there's a multitude of things that could be done, but pay and benefits is part of it. You've got to be competitive. You've got to have their back. From day one, like in the FBI, I wore a suit. With the sheriff's office, I'm going to be wearing a uniform. So the guys see who I am and know who I am, get to know me, get to trust me. To begin with, I'm going to be working on Fridays. Half a day, I'll be in the right seat of a patrol car with a guy. The other half a day, I'm going to be at the jail. And I'm going to continue that till I know everyone, they know me, and we build up a relationship and trust with one another. They have to believe in me.
I think that may have answered my next question I had for you then, Mr. Hammack, is that how hands-on are you going to be if you become sheriff?
Well, when asked, a famous college football coach once said that with micromanagement, three things happen and two of them are bad. And that is when he was asked about passing the football, he said, you can fumble the football, you can have it intercepted, you can run the football and you know what's going to happen. Well, with micromanagement, bad things happen as well, and you can't do it. You have to allow your leadership opportunities to succeed. You can fix mistakes. And I had a supervisor, Lynn Long, in NCIS that once said, Jim, I expect you to make mistakes. Just don't make the same mistake twice. And micromanagement, you're going to destroy morale, you're going to beat down productivity, and you're going to ruin those future capabilities that you have by running people off, and you can't do it. You've got to allow your people to succeed.
Brother, how important is morale in a sheriff's department?
It's critical. It's critical. Here in recent years, they've been so short over at the jail. It has a capacity of 1,200 inmates. And I haven't looked at it in the past day, but a couple days ago they had 561 inmates. They're no longer taking state inmates. I don't know particularly why. I could guess or surmise that it's because of the staffing level at the jail. But they've had mandatory overtime of patrol, court security officers, and detectives having to work overtime at the jail. Now, what does that do? It balloons the overtime budget a bit because they get paid at a higher level. That's no good. Here's another issue that affects morale. They've used the jail for discipline. So when they discipline someone, they banish them over to the jail. The jail should be a professional position. Those guys provide a professional service for the people, and they need to have pride in what it is that they do. So if you use it for discipline, it destroys that morale. You can't do that.
Is there an idea about a ratio between the number of inmates at the jail and how many people should be working at the jail?
Yes, you've got to pull those from the state. Mm-hmm. Now, what has been going on there recently is in the pods, you'll have one jailer in the tower controlling the doors and everything, and you'll have one deputy that's a rover or a jailer that's a rover down there on the floor. That's not safe for inmates, and it's not safe for jailers, because if someone breaks bad, it takes time for support jailers or deputies to get across and over there to support. The jailer that's up in the tower can't come down. They've got to handle the doors. And so someone could get really hurt quickly there without that support.
Would you see your philosophy being the jail being an entry-level position for people coming into the sheriff's department?
Across the country, it is. You've got to earn your stripes, so to speak. And so when you join a sheriff's department, it's a good way to earn your stripes, because every jailer, every deputy needs to endure or experience being lied to by inmates. That happens. And you need to learn how to handle people. And in that jail scenario, that is a great way for a jailer, great way for a deputy to learn how to interact with people with that criminal element. Now, we'll say this, your most biased people on the face of the planet are law enforcement. Why? because they deal with criminals on a day-to-day basis. They're not dealing with deacons on a regular basis. They're dealing with criminals. So they need to know how to handle that criminal element. But it all goes to de-escalation, because you don't have to be tough with them. Treat them with an ounce of respect, but be willing to use force when you have to. But at the same time, you got to know when to turn off that light switch and de-escalate. It's a skill set.
We're talking with Jim Hammond this morning, who's running for Hall County Sheriff here on Community Focus, our public affairs program. So then how does someone entering law enforcement, they go into the jail system, and then how they graduate up the ladder earning their stripes, and what would be a promotion process in your mind?
Well, you go to jailer school from there, and then after that, you go to basic law enforcement. It's referred to as mandate, and you go to that school. From there, typically, not always, depending on experience, things of that nature, they'll sometimes go to court security and work over there, and then over to patrol, and then perhaps traffic. Traffic and patrol are different elements. Personally, I believe in a constant rotation of your leadership. That is your sergeants, lieutenants, captains, and above. Do rotation, and the reason behind that is, arguably someone that's a captain over a patrol would say, I've got the best job in the world, right? But he shouldn't or she should not own that. That needs to be rotated so you can get experience in all levels. Administration's not going to be the fun job. Being a captain over at the jail is not going to be the fun job, so to speak. But you need to know that, because you've got to grow your leadership, because you want that leadership to graduate to be the best sheriff behind you or the best chief of police. You need to grow that leadership to have the best. And as sheriff, that's what your goal is to grow that leadership, to grow that agency to be the best it can be.
So how do you recruit new members of the sheriff's department? Because we mentioned before about ratio of jailers to the inmates. Same thing in their number. As big as Hall County is continuing to grow, we've got to keep up with the pace. These guys are not overworked when it comes to men and women in the Hall County Sheriff's Department.
Yeah, it's not just about the recruitment. It's also about the retention.
Good point.
So a lot of the young people that are looking, they're looking, okay, what's Hall County paid? What's Forsyth County paid? What is the matching 401s? Right now there's a huge difference between Hall County and Forsyth County. So as sheriff, you have to have relationships with your county commission, and you have to make those arguments there that you need to be able to hire the best to keep the best. And once you have done that, then you need to have those programs available to help them grow and want to stay here. If you don't do that, they're going to start looking elsewhere. You've got to make it so they believe, I am with the best law enforcement agency in the state. And years ago, Hall County used to be that under Steve Cronick, in which there was a wait list to get on with the reserve deputies. Then they would draw from that, and they instantly had the experiences to step right into a position.
Well, that's my question as an assistant here, is that do you see men and women who want to make this a career in Hall County the entire time, or are they going to be moving on to another
agency? A lot of them move on. I've talked to a lot of them, my son being one of them. He's over at Forsyth. I know of several deputies over at Banks County, several elsewhere. Now, people will state that they leave for a lot of different reasons. Obviously, work conditions is going to be one. Pay and benefits is going to be another. And something else is going to be leadership. Can I believe in the leader? Like I say, I'm a follow me kind of a leader. When I was an agent with NCIS, the last line in the credentials that we carried was, and all other duties as deemed appropriate. That could mean moving desk. It could be emptying trash. It could be doing a lot of different things. I have never been shy about getting my hands dirty and working. And I take it as a sense of pride. Back when the Continental Army was forming up and George Washington was on his way to assume command. He came upon some soldiers that were digging trenches with an officer overlooking them, and he asked them what they were doing, and they stated they were building fortifications. And he asked the officer, "Why aren't you helping them?" He goes, "It's my duty to ensure that they do it." George Washington was wearing a planter's suit at the time, not his uniform. He got down off of his horse. He helped the soldiers dig the entrenchment. Then he got back on his horse, put on his general's uniform, didn't look at the officer, and he rode away. He led by example. That's what I intend to do.
Our guest this morning on Community Focus has been Jim Hammack, who is running for Hall County Sheriff. I'll let you talk the last minute, sir. Just talk to listeners about why they should vote for you.
I am that individual that is going to grow the leadership here in Hall. I'm going to grow excellence through the accreditation process and building the teamwork with the other agencies around it and growing community. One of the other things that I want to do is have a citizens advisory board and have a lot of your civic groups, religious groups, and your neighborhood watch groups come together. What are our problems here, and how can we solve it as a community? And I would also have the other law enforcement agencies nearby on there as well, because it encompasses their jurisdictions as well. I want to reinvigorate the neighborhood watch program and have a Are You Okay program for the shut-in senior citizens, to where you do a robocall to them, and as soon as they answer, someone on your end of the line picks up and you ask, "Are you okay?" If no one is there, you can't make a contact with a family member, have a deputy do a welfare check on them. I want to reinstitute a lot of those programs, get the task forces up and running hard and heavy, because I anticipate, like the FBI director's talking, with that open border, we're going to have a lot of issues coming up on the horizon. We've got to address them in advance.
All right, again, thank you for your time. Thank you for your service in the past. We appreciate very much being with us this morning. Jim Hammack, who is running for Hall County Sheriff, will have Sheriff Gerald Couch as our guest tomorrow morning here on 97.5 Glory FM as we bring you Community Focus.